This match is brought to you by digital marketing agency Run2. For more information, www.run2.co.uk.
FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be off, to travel away. FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Well, hello, good afternoon and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the Sexy FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we're here live at a Baltic Broadhurst Park to bring you chilly coverage of FC United of Manchester against Harrogate Town in the National League North, no less. Kickoff is coming up in 9 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy, all the tears, all the love, and a bit of confusion of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally, I'm 07596104122. That's 07596104122. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. It's FC United against Harrogate Town.
Oh, it could be a late kickoff.
Why? Because of all the old schoolers making their way up the St. Mary's Road.
Basically, no, Ben, with 8 minutes to go, our players are still warming up, and perhaps they're going to have to rush in to rush back out again. But it might be a good tactic, because obviously the body temperature's up now. They want to keep nice and warm, so they've left it to the very last minute. Get changed, get back out there, so the body temperature doesn't drop.
Okie dokie. A
cup of hot Vimto is probably what they need.
We'll come to team news in a second, but we should really start with radio commentary team news. Welcome back to Emily Maguire. Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to James Quinn.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to Roy Sewell.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the feelings are. Anyway.
They're not ignoring you, Ben. They haven't got headsets. And in fact, one of them's not here at this moment in time. He's come back now, so...
But it is now time for team news. So, hello.
It's brilliant, that. who does that voiceover? Because I think that they've got there's a vocation there to do. Was that an Olivetti or was that a Sharp Vidi printer?
Oh, I thought you were talking about motorcycles then for a second. I don't know. Anyway,
Olivetti.
What?
Olivetti. You weirdo.
So, team news, and welcome to Broadhurst Park for this afternoon's league match between SC United and Harrogate Town, which Stato Paul has described as hashtag Dicey December.
It's not. I said I've called it Death Nail December.
It's a tough month coming up, and FC United have got... what do you make of the team?
Well, for the team today?
Yes.
Well, we've got a team that basically... There's... A finite resource within the squad. He's looked at the performance from Saturday against Marine, and he's changed around a little bit, and he can only do what he can do within the squad that he has, unfortunately.
Well, you're listening to SC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. Teams are coming out in a second, so we're going to hand over to our commentary team a bit earlier as Tim starts up right on time. It's FC United against Harrogate Town, and here's Emily Maguire and Swampy.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, wherever you are around the world. This is FC Live, brought to you as always by constructivecoding.com, the Armchair Army, our brothers and sisters of revolution groups from around the world. And 60 years ago today, Rosa Parks decided to sit down and not move from her seat. So I'm going to pretty much say it's her day today. FC United this afternoon, though, line up. In goals, it's Lloyd Allison, Joel Seeley, number 2, Tom Walker, number 3, Jordan Fagbola, number 4, Matty Hughes, number 5, Zach Corbett, number 6, Kieran Glynn, number 7, Scotty Kane, number 8, Tom Greaves, number 9, Steve Irwin, number 10, and Craig Linfield, number 11. On the bench, it's Sam Baird, who's just signed a contract to 2018-2019. Mike Jones, equally done the same. Conor McCarthy, Danny Wisdom, and Terrell Palmer. FC United played in red shirts, white shorts, and black stockings. And FC's goalkeeper, Lloyd Allison, playing in a green shirt, black shorts, and black stockings. To my comrade to the right-hand side, Emily, to give you the visiting team this afternoon from Well, you're part of the world.
Yeah. In goal for Harrogate Town today is James Belshaw. Number two is Jack Van. Number three, their captain, Ben Parker. Number four is Josh Falkingham. And number five, Terry Kennedy. Number six, Warren Burrell. Number seven is George Thompson. Number eight, Liam Agnew. Number nine is Mark Beck. Number 10, John Thewlis. Number 11 is Joe Leithley. And on the bench for Harrogate, we have Ellis Hudson, Louis Swain, Simon Ainge, Lachlan Barr and Joe Cracknell.
Cracknell will be the reserve reserve goalkeeper on the bench this afternoon. The visitors are playing in blue shirts, blue shorts and blue stockings. Goalkeeper in purple, all purple that is. It's like a Gorgo Bordello goalkeeper. Today's referee is Mr. Stephen Copeland. And he's going to be ably assisted by Daniel Bruce and Aaron Bannister. And on this cold afternoon here at Broadhurst Park, I think the later the game goes, we'll have a little bit of fog maybe.
Yeah, good luck reading the numbers on Harrogate's tops.
Well, I can see Stephen Thompson. But it should be an interesting game. FC United kicking in this first 45 minutes towards the Lightbound Road end. And, hopefully in the second half, that 12th... 12th fan, as I like to call it, rather than the 12th man. You know, I'm a modern day person. I think it's much better to say 12th fan can roar FC on. But the players to look out for this afternoon, we know about Stephen George Thompson, but Jordan Thewlis, number 10, top draw. They'll be hard, work rate will be excellent. FC United just need to match it. Looking at that back three with a five and across the middle, Loudon, but buffering in Leicester, my fault or yours. That's from Helen. Well, the game underway, Helen, and it's a large ball over the top. It's a good strong header there by Hughes to the halfway line, and it's a, well, it should have been controlled there by Linfield, but he gives the ball away and it allows the visitors with the skipper now, Parker on the ball deep in their own half. They'll have a patient game, but equally they'll play the ball and distribute the ball out wide right, and they've done exactly that. Intercepted though well by Walker is hustled from behind and does it with the first ball and a strong challenge, and allows the visitors down the right hand side now with that man Thompson. First ball to the penalty, it's a decent ball headed away by S United Hughes and then cleared by Walker. Greaves will come for it, he wins the header, tries to bring in Linfield, but it's Jack Vane picks the ball up. Thompson has the ball back and it's back of their own half and all the way back to the goalkeeper, James Belshaw, who acts more like a sweeper, comes out, clears his lines, long ball high over the top, 0-0 if you just joined us and you remember the Trafford branch. And a free header by Fagbola. He won the ball well, Fagbola, as Corbett equally does as well, but no one closing the ball down on the halfway line. But Kieran Glynn heads the ball nicely towards Greaves. Greaves can't get on the end of it, and the ball's picked up by Jack Vane on this near touchline again. A loose ball distributed poorly by Van into the arms of FC's goalkeeper. Good afternoon, Emily.
Good afternoon. Good to be right.
Your thoughts?
It'll take a little while to settle in, I think. Harrogate will come out. You can see the pace that they're wanting to play this game at. And it's just a matter of FC getting the foot on the ball and trying to control that themselves. You can see the threat in the Harrogate side. But looking around, you know, young Tom Walker there, he's been tested a few times coming down this side. And he's looking fairly comfortable. So they just need to get the ball. Bit of possession for FC.
Well, FC had the throw-in, but the ball given away. Corbett has to intercept on the halfway line, and a lovely touch and turn by Kieran Glynn. Three players around him, and this time he just can't get beyond the second player, but it was a nice ball by Irwin. Plays it to Kay. Kay sweeps the ball out wide right-hand side. Can Seedy keep it in? No, he can't. I think he thought he had a little bit more time there. The ball just ran away from him, unfortunately, and out for a goal kick. But as you say, Walker going to be instrumental today, playing that wing-back role equally with Seedy on the far side. And FC United just have to have that sort of kind of game and tempo where we have to match them all over the pitch, Emily.
Yeah, we really do, and like you say, playing wing-backs, it's important for them to get forward, to really put some pressure on Harrogate and not sit back and let them dictate.
Well, the header was first and foremost by the big number nine. I mean, Mark Beck's got to be, what, about 6'4"? He won the first header against Fagbola, but the ball rolls out for a throw-in after some good work by Corbett. Having Corbett in the left on the left-hand side of this three as well, being left-footed, brings a little bit of balance to the FC team. And hopefully a good, strong game from our three centre-halves this afternoon as the ball thrown across field now, and it allows Hughes to pick up the ball. Balls to Kay. Kay plays the ball behind towards Senior. Senior's first touch, well, he had to take the ball quickly, and it results in the visitors winning the ball. Beck picks it up, plays it down the left-hand side now, 20 yards into the FC half. A little ball paid 2 yards. It allows them to try and manoeuvre the ball to the penalty area, and it is into the area, but gathered the first attempt by Allenson. And FC looking to get the ball out quickly, but electing to slow the game down a little bit, and a long clearance from Allison, you'd expect. 0-0. We've had 4 minutes. Allison's long clearance there. It's a chase on for Greaves. It's headed away poorly, and it should be a red shirt that picks it up. It is indeed. It's the FC's number 10, Irwin. Just showing a little bit too much, is it? But he composes himself, keeps the ball well to Walker. Walker, nice reverse pass back to Irwin. Irwin now cuts in on his right foot, plays it back to Walker. First time ball into the penalty area, doesn't beat the first man, and then there's an opportunity here now for the visitors. Little decent ball by Thompson, plays it to the number 10, who chips the ball to the right hand side, and Hughes has to make sure. And good play there.
Lovely.
By Hughes. He got a good call from his keeper, but he headed it back with professionalism, yeah, and a bit of composure.
Absolutely, really good defending, that top defending player coming in on his right shoulder, but he kept his composure. Good communication from the goalkeeper as well, good positioning, a nice cushion header back.
Well, the one player that hasn't made the squad this afternoon is Joe Logan. Still got that niggly injury, and it's unfortunate because he is has been absolutely superb. As Corbett misses the ball, Thompson wins it outside the penalty. Beck now comes across to try and do something with it, but it took FC's skipper Kate to come across, and he concedes a corner ball. And as I say, from set pieces, they'll be a team that are going to be difficult because they'll work on these regularly. And it's going to take a little bit of a time because the player who's about to take the corner eventually comes across left footed. He's going to switch this in. Everyone on basically on the line.
Everybody. Yeah, the ref will be having a word, but.
Well, Allison's got three players around, which include two FC players. The ball's going to be whipped in left footed. It's a decent ball towards the back post. Allison can't get the end of it.
Oh.
And it ricochets off Thompson. And it's out for a goal kick. Well, that was difficult. I mean, Allison's just on the deck as he sat there.
No, that's really well worked. Like you say, they'll work on them. They'll know that they'll have to nullify Allison coming out and claiming. And they did that perfectly. It almost nipped in at that back post as the ball dropped. Allison with absolutely nowhere to go.
Well, it just came off the sort of like the ankles of Thompson and went out for a goal kick from about half a yard. But I don't think he knew much about it, as FC United now with a throw-in on this near touchline. Good strong header there by Terry Kennedy. He's a strong upper-bodied centre-half. Back to Corbett. Corbett chips the ball forward. Kennedy wins the header. Thompson, a good header inside now. 1-2 brings in the number 4 now. Falkingham, ball down the right-hand side. Corbett's got to be equal to that. He's got Thompson to compete with.
Really, the
assistant referee giving a free kick to FC United of Manchester, saying that Thompson had pulled the shirt. Well, you'd obviously see an assistant referee giving a decision that actually it looked completely opposite. There was nothing wrong with it at all.
I think it was good defending. You know, Corbett getting across nice and quick. He was alert, and he just got his body in the way, shielded it out for a throw-in. But not much to
Aaron Bannister. Allows FC to take the free kick. Long ball up to the top. Headed again by Kennedy. Ball on the halfway line. Won by Thompson. Plays it inside. And again, it's picked up by Falkingham. Plays it to the far left-hand side. But Ben Parker has to just track back about 10 yards to win the ball. And it's now with their other centre-half, who hits a long diagonal left-hand sided ball. And it should be comfortable for Senior. In fact, it goes out for a throw-in. And Joe Leslie, the man who... the referee should have a word with him there, because FC want to take the throw-in, and Joe Leslie took the ball, ran off with it, and then threw it back. And it allows them to regroup. And FC going to be pressurised here, their own final third. Ball flicked on there by Linfield, but it's picked up by a blue shirt, and then intercepted well by Kay. Now, the problem at the moment is Kay only has one player to aim for, and he finds Linfield. Linfield plays the ball down the right-hand side. Tom Greaves against the number 5, Terry Kennedy, who indeed plays it back to his goalkeeper. And not the best of clearances. We picked up by Senior. Chips the ball forward. Glyn can't get on the end of it. And the visitors again. Nice 1-2 there. Ball played on his right-hand side. But played all the way back by Jack Vane. Or Vanna, I should say. And the goalkeeper comes out. Belshaw, long clearance. Poor clearance. Controlled by... Corbett initially plays it to Kay again, just The first ball was the right idea, but he held on to it. And a nice little touch there by Linfield. Doesn't quite come off for FC United, but it's back with Fagbola. Fagbola's ball wasn't the best to Irwin, but Irwin does well with it. And now, in his own half, plays the ball right-hand side. Miscontrolled there by Linfield, but it falls nicely for him. He looks at the shot from a distance when he had opportunities and options there to his right-hand side, Emily. And FC United still can't afford to lose it there, but they have lost it with Kay. Ball played out to this right-hand side. Intercepted by Walker, back to the goalkeeper. But opportunities
yeah,
there.
Absolutely, yeah. I think a few times they hesitated with the balls and they got away with it, but linked up really well. And Linfield, as the ball came out in front of him, he had options to the left and the right. But closed down very quickly.
Well, Glynn loses out the ball on the halfway line, and Thompson now hogging this right hand side, cuts inside. Oh, simple ball back halfway line, waiting for the ball. It's Falkengren, he plays it left hand side. There's always a player there waiting and ready for the ball. Falkengren back on it now. He's within shooting distance, but he plays a 1-2 with Beck, and he gets a shot in now. And a good shot and a great save from FC. But again, you can see the hold up play there. The ball went back to the halfway line. It started with Falkengren, he played it out left again, played a 1-2 back to him, he played it into the feet of the number 9 Mark Beck, and strength of Mark Beck holding the ball, played it back, first time shot by Falkengren, and a good save to his right hand side by FC's goalkeeper.
Yeah, fantastic strike, followed up with a fantastic save, but he should have really been closed down quicker in that midfield area. You shouldn't be given that much time to make a play like that.
Well, the corner comes in this time, it's a deep ball towards the back post there, headed across goal by Kennedy, and out for a goal kick. So again, they were mixing up the first corner. They had everybody on the line. Second corner, well, they're all on the 6-yard box. We got a loud and clear in damp and chilly South London. Looking forward to another excellent performance and commentary. Gilchrist will be a big loss, but an opportunity for someone else to impress. That's from Dave in the Smoke. Well, he couldn't impress on Wednesday when Stockport County went to Southport, and in fact Gilchrist had got a bit of a tight hamstring and didn't start in that game, and Stockport County went on to win by 3-0. And a huge 66 supporters from Stockport made the trip as the ball out for a throw in this near touchline. And we've had exactly 10 minutes on the clock. Glynn not really been in the game as of yet, and we need to get him on the ball. I know he needs to impose himself a little bit as well. Lots of scouts here as always watching. Oldham Athletic, Kerr Alexandra, and a few others as well to note. As Walker now plays it to Glynn now. Touch and turns, decent, lovely ball into Linfield. Linfield opening his body. There's a 1-2 back towards FC United's skipper, or captain, I should say, or indeed manager.
Fantastic bit of play, like you say. Get Glynn on the ball. He played a lovely ball inside to Linfield, who with a nice reverse pass just caught Tom Greaves offside. But a lovely little bit of play there.
Well, if you get him on the ball, get him working in that final third. Good opportunity as Beck wins the header again. Fagbola has to go across. Looks about to play his goalkeeper. Thinks better of it. Nice little touch and turn. And plays a nice ball to Corbett. Corbett plays up to Greaves. Two players on Greaves. Kennedy's one of them. The ball all the way back to the goalkeeper again. Belshaw comes out. Long clearance. And the free kick conceded there by Corbett into the back of the big number 9, Mark Beck. And I think it was just the elbow first, and the referee had no other option really other than to give the free kick in a dangerous position. And Joe Leslie now will have that ball. It's about 30 yards outside FC's area on this right hand side, in line with the actual start of the 18 yard box, and they'll be looking to whip this one in. Plenty of players in there. It's a good ball towards the back post. It needs to be dealt with by FC United of Manchester. Fagbola was that man because Kennedy was right behind him, the number 5, and Fagbola did the right thing. He heads the ball out for a corner, because that could have been dangerous if Kennedy got his head on it. And it's a third corner of the afternoon for the visitors. And as I say, with 12 minutes on the clock, and you can see they have a team that work on these set pieces. Two arms up from Thompson
exactly
this time, so they know exactly which style of corner ball. The ball whips in, decent ball, punched away well by Allenson,
really.
And it's Linfield comes back, and he thinks the ball's gone out for a throw, but it's not. He has to get back and defend. He does well, but the second ball whips in, headed away there by Fagbola, and a throw-in in shoes. And Linfield not quite at the races there, eventually made up for it, but it's going to be a throw-in, which Liam Agnew will take.
Like I say, I don't know why he thought he was going out of play. The ball was spinning back, and I don't know whether he was asking for something else.
Well, a miscontrol from the visitors, and it's a throw-in to FC United of Manchester. He just joined us, it's 0-0 here at Broadhurst Park. As it says, Irwin, he does well to get past Thompson, but the second ball was poor, And now Thompson outside the penalty area. Get the shot away. Oh, what a save. Wow. A wonder save from FC United's goalkeeper. Because we were right in line with that. And that just tried to take it off like a North Korean rocket. And basically, it was saved and put out like a North Korean rocket from Allenson.
I mean, the way he saved it, I thought he would have been tipping that around the post. But the position we were in, the shot from Thompson was phenomenal. The way the ball moved. But Allenson equal to it.
Well, now Walker, he tries to put a ball into the Harrogate penalty area, but unfortunately, all he can do is manage to put it out for a goal kick. But as you say, what a two great saves.
Yeah,
strong
fantastic wrists. Really good.
Really strong wrists there from Allenson.
Yeah, that second one there, you know, he's kept possession with it as well, which is just incredible.
I mean, my day, I would have caught it, in fairness, but it's a poor clearance by FC United. Manchester Hughes puts Corbett under pressure. He does well there, strength there from Corbett, and he needed to be, and now Walker can take a ball inside there to Irwin. Irwin's ball's nice to Kieran Glynn. There's now four red shirts. Kieran Glynn rides the challenge. He put it out wide right-hand side, but he leaves it, eventually plays it out to Cedar. Great ball to the penalty area, and Greaves just needed a little touch there.
Any touch.
The ball was played with loads of pace and purpose, and unfortunately, it's out for a attack down the left-hand side now for Harrogate. Is a late challenge there.
Very late.
By Hughes, who was beaten by his man convincingly, and he carried on through the challenge. And the referee might even have a quick word with him, but it's a free kick. Scores coming up, I think. Southport have scored, haven't they?
Gilchrist.
Yeah. Ka-ching. Ka-ching. That's what you needed. When Gilchrist scores, we go. Ka-ching.
Yeah. No, that was a lovely bit of play. I wasn't sure if Joel Senior was going to have the pace to follow that up and get up in line with Kieran Glynn, who rode one challenge. And the ball in from Senior, absolutely fantastic. Just any touch, it was one of them, any touches from anybody in there. And that was going goal-bound. But it soon turned from, you know, that defence into attack very, very quickly.
And now a dangerous free kick again, which Thompson will be over. Left foot or right foot, he's equally good with both. Oh, he says his left foot is his standing leg, but opportunity here for them again.
Just to confirm, it was Gilchrist's squad.
Yes, that's why we said
it. I know, I'm just confirming. It's not a joke. It's true.
No, it wasn't a joke. No, that's why we said.
I don't joke.
We don't joke here on FC Radio, but they have to deal with this free kick. Going to be whipped in from the touchline. Again, decent ball in. Flicks across three players. An offside decision. Referee seeing the flag. And Glynn actually was away.
Was away
there. And again, you go to that,
really
go back
well.
To that ball from Senior. He's very similar to, like, last season we had Chaloner. Was it Chaloner? Who went
Chandler.
To Chandler.
Yep.
He plays ball with purpose, with pace.
Yeah.
That's how I think we should be playing. I think that's the tempo. Them kind of balls in. It improves your control and it beats defenders very quickly. Then quality balls in as the ball high in the air. Free header there for Kennedy. Second header free for Kennedy. Headed on there though by Irwin. Second ball by Irwin is a nice ball. He wins, plays it to Glynn off Greaves. Greaves plays a lovely ball out left hand side to Linfield. He cuts inside, shows too much. Well, the referee lets play continue. Now can he get the shot away? He plays a lovely reverse pass. Here's an opportunity for FC United in the penalty area now. It's with Irwin. Irwin looking for a player to find. Oh. And he finds a blue shirt out of five red shirts. He finds a blue shirt. And Thompson takes over on this near touchline. And he'll switch players. A lovely diagonal ball. And Hughes needs to win it. And he does well. Can he keep the ball in play? Yes, he can. And his clearance only finds a blue shirt, though. He needs to get back in position because he's out of it, but he's actually made amends there with winning the ball. But the halfway line, it falls for Liam Agnew. Agnew plays it left-hand side now to Parker. Parker, in turn, plays it to, and a nice bit of movement through the middle there. And eventually the ball by Beck is a poor one, and it falls into the arms of FC United's goalkeeper, Lloyd Allison. 17 minutes on the clock. You're going to get the second bit of commentary this afternoon. We're going to change it around a little bit. We're going to actually bring in James Quinn and Roy Sewell together. So you'll get the thoughts of a comedic actor and the thoughts of James Quinn. As the ball left-hand side now in the left-back position, Ben Parker for Harrogate plays it up to the number 11, Joe Leslie. Leslie plays it back to Warren Burrell. Burrell plays it to Kennedy, just having a little bit of a breather. Ball in their own third still with the number 8 now, where Agnew plays it left-hand side again to Burrell. Burrell afforded a little bit of time towards the halfway line. He goes, there's a man over here right-hand side, and FC United needs to intercept it. And the ball is intercepted well by Linfield. And then Kay has to play all the way back to his goalkeeper. And a nonchalant clearance from FC United's Allison. Nearly puts them under pressure. A long clearance though by Corbett, and a free header again. And Allison has to be better with his delivery there, because it's put FC under pressure here. But good play, and the ball won by Walker now. Walker up to Greaves. Greaves touches a nice ball to Linfield. Linfield cuts inside, plays the ball across towards Kay. Kay's touch is nice, plays it in towards FC United's number 10. But the ball's played through. Here's an opportunity. Oh, the referee did really well. We were expecting the ball to be brought back for the free kick, because there was a late challenge on Steve Irwin. But the ball was threaded through, and Greaves is there where they made the defender and the goalkeeper work. It's a corner ball for FC United of Manchester, and the referee, I think, may well be putting one of the Harrogate players into the book, because it was a late challenge on Irwin.
Yeah, it was a late challenge. I was expecting the whistle, but the referee played a good advantage and got FC with a shot and a corner out of it. So well refereed, right. But fantastic play there from Steve Irwin to ride the challenge and get the ball away.
Well, FC have a corner right hand side, it'll be whipped outwards and near post. It's headed on by Greaves and into the arms of the goalkeeper. Simple for the goalkeeper, really, and he looks to unleash a quick attack for Harrogate, but elects to kick the ball long. It's a great ball as well.
Too heavy.
When I say great ball, great ball for FC United of Manchester, because Joe Leslie couldn't get in the end of it, throwing FC United of Manchester. But yeah, good play from FC there.
Great bit of play.
Started off really badly at the back, because Allison's clearance was...
It wasn't great, but it just shows that the players' awareness and they're working around each other and the knowledge of each other's positioning is good. And that, leads to an attack, and then that corner, all you needed, the flick on from Tom Greaves was fantastic. And it was put right in front of the goalkeeper, and you just need somebody. That's where you want somebody just running in front, knowing that ball's coming into the front post in a corner. Get somebody running onto the keeper very quickly afterwards.
Well, Harrogate to their own half at the moment, just having a bit of keep ball. FC United need to move out a little bit further. That goes all the way back to the goalkeeper, Belshaw. FC maybe up to the halfway line, but the Electus will drop deep and allow Harrogate to have the ball in their own half. While they are in their own half, they can't really affect FC United, but Thompson's come inside rather than staying out the right, and the ball picked up by Jack Van to Thompson. Thompson flicks the ball forward. Is a misheader there, picked up by Beck. Beck looks for some support. He's being hustled and bustled by Corbett, and Van has the ball back to the halfway line with Warren Burrell, who has to play all the way back to his goalkeeper, who is acting like a sweeper, isn't he? James Belshaw, Rafi's line helping out his defence. FC United, everyone back. Ball picked up now by Falkingham. Falkingham plays the ball to Thompson, back to Falkingham. There's looking for the ball chipped down the right hand side. They play a low ball. They eventually come to this near touchline now. Thompson, though, having to backtrack, plays it back to the halfway line. Picked up by Falkingham. This is patient play by the visitors. And now on the ball is number 8, Agnew. Offside decision against the number 10. And all that patient play results in an offside decision. And FC were patient there. They never threw themselves in. Yep. They stuck with the men. And that was quite impressive. With 21 minutes gone here, it's 0-0. FC United of Manchester versus Harrogate Town. Harrogate currently second in the division, just below Salford City. FC United at the moment in the bottom four. But an interesting game of football.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think you can see the quality in the Harrogate team, but it's been matched around the field with FC, like you say, very patient, not diving in. When they have the ball, they're keeping possession well, they're looking around. Some of the runs have been great.
Here come FC United again, the ball to the penalty. It's a decent ball headed across there by Younger. FC United, it's an opportunity. Walker takes it wide, and he's taking it a bit too wide as he chips the ball in. First time shot comes in, and it's a corner ball from FC United. Well, it was a patient build-up play there. There was nothing really happening until we started speaking, and basically there was an opportunity there, a half chance, and FC get themselves a corner. It was Linfield who got himself into a shooting position. Initially, Walker looked like he was going to take it on his a shot first of all, but he chose to take it wide right. Ball came back in, but FC United with their second corner. What can they do? Linfield now. Decent ball in the area required. Oh, and Corbett can't get the end of it. It's Falkingham who wins the header, and it falls to the number 11, Joe Leslie now. Leslie plays it to the halfway line. FC United stand with a man there, and it's good pressurising there from Senior. Looking for an offside. Never going to get an offside there, FC, but there was plenty of players back, and all the way back, the ball goes to Lloyd Allison, who clears his line to the halfway line. Second ball, though, is won again by the visitors. But Beck looking for a free kick. It's 6'4" going down that easily. You're not going to get a free kick as Walker now takes over. Rise one challenge. Rise another, actually. and then too runs many. Out, goes past the, his man too many times, and it allows the number 8 Agnew to play the ball through the middle, or to the right hand side I should say, trying to bring in Thompson, and Corbett wins it, plays it to Kay to Walker, back to Kay can't afford to lose it there, trying to make room for himself and gets himself a throw in. Patient play there by Kay. Two minutes before the Quinn Meister takes over.
Yeah, he did well there, Kay. He's looked fairly strong. He's leading the line well, holding off the players. You could see Tom Walker was demanding the ball, but he wasn't in a position really that was helping him out. So Kay, with a fantastic option, just play it off the Harriet player and get a throw in, try and work your way out.
Well, a loose ball there given away by FC United of Manchester. And it's back on the far left-hand side with Ben Parker. Plays it in turn to the halfway line. Opportunity here now for the visitors again to try and make something and make use of this ball. There's a man on the right-hand side in Jack Van. Ball played forward again. It's a decent ball. 1-2 there between Thules and Thompson is an excellent one. And Thules now the right-hand side to the byline he goes. And it's good jockeying and hustle and bustling from FC United's Fag Bowler. And Fag Bowler actually attempts to make the challenge but chooses not to. And well, Jordan Thules threw himself to the ground there and he'll get a free kick. He's 10 yards in from the corner flag and about half a yard in, so dangerous position. And once this has been taken, we'll hand over. We will be swapping seats, Ben. I don't think these headsets go that far. It's like you never change commentators on a corner. This is as good as a corner. And Quinn have to limber it because these headsets won't reach that far. You're going to have to come across. And we'll be moving out shortly. It's like we've rented these seats and our tenancy agreement is over as this free kick comes in towards the back post. It's a decent ball across. It's a free header and a goal. And as I said, unfortunately, FC United and Manchester just couldn't hold out. And on 25 minutes, it's the visitors who take the lead. It was a very, very inconspicuous free kick, to say the least. For me, never a free kick. But they've made good of it and it's 1-0.
They have, yeah. They've done so well, FC, so far in the game, and they've kept them out and looked to have matched them. They're good at set plays at Harrogate. They're well worked, they're well drilled, and that was just a long ball into the back post, and nobody really picking up the player coming in.
Yes, well, thank you, Emily. Thank you, Swampy. And, yes, Harrogate taking the lead there, and alongside me is Roy Sewell in this, an embarrassment of riches for our producer today with the squad that he's brought. But what's your thoughts on that goal, Roy?
A little bit of poor marking at the back post. You know, he came in late, got a good head on it and plonked it right in the bottom corner.
So, FC United 0 Harrogate 1 here, and a foul given there by Scott Kay. The ball was lost. And Sir Falkingham is the man down for the visitors. FC United starting the day fourth from bottom. 3 points clear of the drop zone. Nuneaton, the side closest to them. Harrogate, of course, second in the table, 7 points behind Salford City. But, Roy, it's been an engrossing game so far. FC have done some quite good creative work up front. But no.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I mean, I think Harrogate have been the better team overall. But FC have created one or two individual moments there that you're talking like, you know, just a matter of pulling the trigger on a couple of occasions. If they'd have done it earlier, they could have found themselves in maybe a two-goal lead. But the scoreline at this moment in time does merit Harrogate being in front.
Indeed, and yes, it was Walker a few moments ago particularly seemed to have a good opportunity with his right foot, but didn't feel confident with his right foot and tried to put it on his left foot, and by that time lost the opportunity.
And Greaves at the front post as well.
Yeah.
You know, where the keeper just gathered it, you know, nice and tidy. I mean, the ball was whizzing along.
Free kick now for Harrogate. Thompson shoots it under the wall. It's something that got through the wall. A bit of a fragile wall there, but not enough power on it to trouble Allenson, who's made two wonderful saves.
Tremendous
prior saves. To Harrogate taking the lead and has kept kept the scoreline very manageable so far. Falkingham now for Harrogate. Beck back to Falkingham. Ooh. Who plays a careless ball back there. Tom Greaves picks it up halfway line. Irwin can't quite control it. Now Kieran Ginn over halfway.
Keep going. Go on,
Falkingham
go on.
Snapping at his heels, but a bit of sort of miscommunication there between Kieran Glynn and Tom Greaves means the pass goes astray, and James Belshaw, the Harrogate custodian, can collect. He rolls it forward now to Burrell. Warren Burrell there, the number six for the visitors, in an all blue strip with a broad white stripe down the sleeves, a little blue chevrons on those stripes.
Yeah, they've got the number four, Falkenham. And easy engine room for Harrogate. I've watched him on a number of occasions this season, and everything goes through him. And to be honest, I mean, he did a tremendous shot, you know, prior to where Allinson had to get both hands to it to actually push it away.
So, Liam Agnew plays it back to Burrell inside his own territory on the halfway line now. Harrogate have it. Leasley there gives it to Agnew. Swap back to Leasley. He'll switch the play to Falkingham. Controls it with his chest just on the halfway line. Not going anywhere fast at the moment. But patient football here. With Liam Agnew in the centre circle. Checks again. Plays it back to Falkingham.
They're always looking, James, to get this diagonal off down this right-hand side. And they've caught FC out on a couple of occasions. It's not come to nothing, but they just need to be aware of it. They're definitely looking down there.
So on the left side here, we've got bringing it infield, and Thompson there with makes a mess of that. Linfield picks it up, plays it to Irwin, who plays it to Walker, who finds himself in the centre circle.
Well done.
Turns well, he's surrounded, but in the end he loses possession. A couple of times that's happened with Walker, but possession won back now by Irwin on the halfway line. Plays it back to Kay, who plays it to Fagbola. Part of this three-man central defence for FC today, with Corbett and Hughes also in attendance. Fagbola, square ball to Corbett. Corbett back to Fagbola. Good pressing from Harrogate. Makes him hurry his pass there, but Greaves picks it up on his chest halfway line, plays it out to Walker. Walker takes it over the halfway line.
Go on, keep going.
Walker. Plays it to Kieran Glynn now. Kieran Glynn, left-hand side, looking to float this in perhaps to the box. Switches good the ball. Play, Joel, and Joel Senior not controlling his pass very well there. Ball back now with Hughes on the halfway line. Now it's Kay plays it forward. Kieran, a little bit of space right hand side. Kieran Glynn, foxes Falkingham there. Plays the ball now to Kay, about 30 yards out. Is Scott Kay fairly central?
Well done.
And spreads it out. Now then, Joel Senior, can he get a cross in? Brings it on. Senior well into the box there. Low cross in. And it's... and Kay hits the post. Lovely play from Joel Senior there. And nicely taken shot by Kay on the volley there. Tricky one, and just hitting the post.
Yeah, Senior just dropped the shoulder, checked back inside, picked Kay up onto the edge of the 18-yard box. And to be honest, I mean, he could have slung a real big foot at it, but what he did was he kept a big foot on it regards... actually hitting it with the instep of his foot, and just clipped the outside of the post there. It was hard lines, it was really well worked.
So, goal kick.
Stop moaning.
Belshaw with the goal kick. Well won by Corbett there, and volleyed. And now Greaves there, but important interception there by Terry Kennedy, nodding it back to Belshaw in the Harrogate goal. Still 1-0 Harrogate lead. And
cheers. Yep.
Well,
Irwin just took Falkingham out there,
and then protested that. Don't think he's got that much to protest about, really. He did take the man there, and a bit of a row going there with the Harrogate player, Falkingham, furious with the challenge, but the referee not being pressured.
But to be honest, that's what he needs. He needs pressing, and you know, letting him know that he's not going to just dictate where that ball goes when it wants to go. You know, he's going to have to work for his quality football today.
And Irwin being spoken to at some length by the referee.
I don't think that was necessarily for the tackle, more so for the protestations afterwards.
So, free kick, as James Belshaw will take. About 15 yards or so inside Harrogate territory. Belshaw floats it towards the right-hand side. Thompson will go up. Walker will beat him to it. Be a throw into Harrogate. Midway inside FC territory, right-hand side. Quickly taken, but played back to Kennedy. Now back inside the Harrogate half. And now Borrell.
Nice pairing, them two, Kennedy and Borrell. They're quite familiar with one another's game.
Belshaw. Now Kennedy. Still deep inside Harrogate territory. Kennedy plays a long ball. Aimed there for Beck. But throw in again to Harrogate by the corner flag. And Jack Van, the goal scorer, jogs forward to take this one. FC nil, Harrogate 1. National League North action for you this afternoon here at Broadhurst Park. Van has it, plays it in nicely to Thompson.
Good interweaving
play there, and but really good work from Irwin there to shield that ball out. And I think it was Thompson there, kicked the ball away.
Yeah.
Gets the bird slightly from the SMRE.
I think he's gone down in the eyes of some of the SMRE.
Yes, he's been doing well though, Thompson, since transfer and going full time, of course, with Harrogate. One of a number of sides in this division who are now full time. And Allenson with that goal kick. Kennedy goes up, then Corbett goes up the other. Then Irwin just speculative volleys it forward there. Now he's battling back in his own half, and Hughes, the man who deals with that. Allenson with the clearance.
Well done, lad.
And there's Irwin now, centre, so battling for it, but it's won well by Harrogate.
Oh.
Balking and Lowell, and well, it was won well and then lost badly. Leasley there for taking his eye off the ball. Throw in FC United. Just inside their own half. Linfield tries to get up for that one. Can't do so.
And switches on it, did it?
Falkingham there slicing his pass there. Thompson picks it up, plays it back there to Jack Van. Now, number 8, Liam Agnew. Well, that's a charge down. And it will be a throw in to the visitors. Midway inside FC territory, right hand side. Jack Van again strolls forward to take this one. Sense of Harrogate feeling as though they're in a degree of control here in this game that they lead by that single goal. Borrell now takes it over halfway. Oh, good work there from
free kick.
Senior there gets a free kick as he went forward well to win that ball and was fouled. And Hughes looking to be the man to take this one. Just about 5 or 6 yards inside FC's half. And Hughes ready to take this one. Takes towards the left-hand side. Walker will go up for this one. Gets ahead to it. But Kennedy, unchallenged, will clear. And now, Thulis. Referee thinks about, yes, he's given the free kick there.
See, there's two little holes, pockets, that FC are leaving. And what needs to happen here, James, is that either Kieran Glynn needs to sit in that hole, or Irwin needs to sit in that hole, because what they're doing, they're both going together. And I understand, you know, the fact that they're trying to pick that second ball up, but the space in there where Thulis actually picked the ball up, there was acres of room, and all he had to do was turn rather than lose possession of the ball, turn and run at FC, and they've got a problem on their hands. So positionally, one of them needs to sit in a little bit deeper, and I'd pick on Irwin to do that job.
Yeah, more physical of the two. Now Borrell, halfway line for Harrogate, brings it forward and they're back to Kennedy. 38 minutes played here at Broadhurst Park. Harrogate leading by a solitary goal. Greaves goes up there on the halfway line. Can't really control the header. Kennedy will pick up the second ball. Pressurised by Linfield, but he makes his clearance. That's not a bad one.
Mm.
Good work there from first Corbett, but Hughes has to clear up.
What a great spot of Thompson's there. He saw it late, but the run was definitely on there, and really fortunate that Hughes got back there.
Kennedy for Harrogate. Square ball to Burrell. Brings it towards the halfway line. Now Falkingham back to Burrell. Chips it forward there. Bagbola will go up for this offside. One, but there's an offside. Free kick to FC United. And since the goal, FC have been rather subdued.
Yeah, they have. I don't think they've any need to be, you know. Roll the sleeves up, although they haven't got sleeves, they've got short sleeve shirts, but roll the sleeves up and then have another go, do what they were doing previously, you know, where they were causing one or two moments of panic.
Allenson's clearance for FC United. Deep into Harrogate territory, but Kennedy wins it unchallenged. Bagbola picks up ball on his chest. And, Kay gives the ball away. Ooh, and referee says play on after a challenge there. It was playing the advantage for Harrogate. Leasley, good pressing there from Joel Senior. Prevented Burrell now doing a Beckenbauer, coming right from his own half. But then I'm afraid Beckenbauer would not have been too proud of that there as he
more of a
takes
Greg,
it out of play.
Yeah, more of a Greg Lugansky.
Yeah, a bit of a...
Terry,
and yes, an attempt at a dive there, having lost the ball. For a moment, looked impressive there, Burrell.
It did.
But no end product. Senior with the throw in. He plays it inside. Linfield has to play it all the way back to Allenson. Allenson towards Walker, but it's not a great ball. That will go out for a throw in to Harrogate just inside their own half. And a sense perhaps that FC just needed to get the foot on the ball a bit and sort of break the habit of just clearing the ball speculatively. As Burrell brings it forward now for Harrogate. In his own half, plays a long ball out to the right hand side. Thompson wins it well, nods it there to Beck, and Thompson has it. Square ball now, and Falkingham, and it's his good movement here by Harrogate. Left hand side, low cross comes in. Fagbola's there, rather a sliced clearance, and Falkingham nods it out to the left hand side.
They definitely use the full width of the pitch here, James. You know, they're looking on the diagonal all the time, and they love this, like I say, this left to right diagonal out to Thompson, and try and link up play with the forward Beck. Something, like I said previously, is something that FC need to guard against.
More of a pattern, isn't there, in Harrogate's play?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So, Harrogate have it, left side Parker, the skipper, back from injury, plays that back to Belshaw. Belshaw's clearance. Oops. And Walker just gets ahead to that as Thompson waited behind him. A little bit indecisive. Zach Corbett has to play it back to Allenson, who'll thump it away. Burrell unchallenged heads it. Irwin picks it up on the volley. It'll go back to Burrell. He kind of half volleys it into FC territory.
Well, Fagbola.
And now Kieran Glynn just doesn't, not enough on the pass. Good idea. And now tries to win it back. And battling away there, still no foul, and Irwin tries to get a head on it, and that was Beck then. Good play by Zach Corbett. Now Irwin plays it forward towards Greaves there, awkward height for him, but and loses possession, but Kay picks up the second ball at 40 yards out, out to the left hand side, no direction on that, and Jack Van intercepts, throw in though to FC United.
Too short that, James. It should have been pinged right into the corner over the top of the fullback.
Irwin. Now it's Matty Hughes on the halfway line for FC United. Spreads it out to Joel Senior, who's looked good today. Senior plays it forward to Greaves. Greaves with a good dummy there.
Yes.
Into the box, Greaves. He's been... Another chance. Hello!
Dirty me.
And how did Linfield miss that?
Complete open goal. Dirty me.
Greaves, excellent work on the right side with two or three players around him. Plays a nice ball, but it was a save. It's a corner ball. So, but you'd think Greaves could have, beg your pardon, Linfield could have got more on that. But anyway, FC have it left-hand side. Walker. Walker, nice ball in. Linfield, right-footed. Hits a Harrogate player. And they'll get rid. George Thompson, the man doing the needful. And that will go all the way into the FC territory. And the K will play it back to Allinson. Now, Senior. Good moment that for FC United. They needed that, and Kieran Glenn has a bit of space and brings it infield as well. And still with Kieran Glenn, he plays out right hand side. In it comes, and it just hits Greaves rather. Now it's with Senior, right hand side, plays it forward. Kieran Glenn, there's a Cruyff turn to no particular effect. Then plays it out for Scott Kay. Now back to Kieran Glenn, into the box. Kieran Glenn left footed. And did he hit his own man there? Still FC have it. And Irwin, and that cannons off the head of Ben Parker. Now it's Scott Kay. Now Irwin, low cross in, but well defended there by Burrell. FC trying to apply some pressure here. Senior has it on the far side. Now Scott Kay. Scott Kay infield to Kieran Glenn. Kieran Glenn, rather forced wide there, and battling away and does well, but it goes out for a throw in. And Kieran is furious. Kieran Glenn furious with that.
Curb that silliness. Don't need to.
Yes. And the referee's going to have a word with him. Just very tempestuous there was the young man.
Don't waste your time on a silly booking. If you're going to get booked for doing something proper.
But the referee has shown leniency. There is no yellow card, none so far in this game. And Jack Van now brings it forward for Harrogate now. Harrogate leading by a goal to nil. And we're into 2 minutes. We're about 30 seconds into that. So about 90 seconds of the added time to go. Can FC fashion something and bring about an equaliser?
Well,
but now it's... Harrogate were almost away there, but too much on that pass to George Thompson. So Walker with the throw-in. Back to Zach Corbett. So you're going to have to get this ball up the field very quickly if they create something as Allinson. Under a little bit of pressure there. Clears it, rather slices it, and Harrogate have it on the halfway line. Parker there with the pass. Back to Burrell. And Harrogate have the ball comfortably in their own half now. We're into the final minute of the added time.
Yeah, they don't need to chase. Half. Don't need to chase anything here, do they? They've already got the goal, so just see it out to half time.
Comes to Allinson now. Can he deliver? He really does need to get the ball out if FC are going to create a forward move here. And he kicks it deep into Harrogate territory. Linfield will go up for this. He's out jumped. Second ball won by Irwin. Linfield plays it out to Scott Kay here, right hand side. Can Kay deliver across? Yes, he can. Well, Walker tries to get on the end of it. Can't do so. Thompson plays it out. And Harrogate will clear, but only as far as Zach Corbett, who plays a very poor ball, but then wins it back. But Harrogate have it now in their own half. Van plays it back to Belshaw. Now then, Belshaw just taking his time here. And we really are in the dying moments of this half. Belshaw's clearance. Beck heads it on. Thompson waiting for the second ball, and that will be the half-time whistle. It's been an entertaining first half. FC have created chances themselves, haven't been able to make anything of them, but Harrogate, who just looked a bit more in control, got that goal. Unmarked Van there, the man who scored the goal. But final thoughts from you, Roy?
I think you summed it up there, you know, to be honest. The better team over the half has been Harrogate consistently right the way through. But on occasions, FC has created some great shooting opportunities where they should have. I mean, especially Linfield there. Dirty me, I mean, he should have just buried that. It's like on the 6-yard line with just the keeper to be. All he's got to do is stick his foot through it or just pick a corner out and it's a goal. They're back into it again, but you've got to also say that the two
well, there's some trouble now. It's the, don't know who's involved here. Seems to be the goal.
No
I see seniors down there.
It's not the goalkeeper.
But it was. But it wasn't the goalkeeper. But it seemed like somebody from the bench.
Harrogate's captain. It looked like, to be honest.
Well, something's upset someone. But well, thanks, Roy. And so, it's half time here at Broadhurst Park. We leave you with the scoreline of FC United of Manchester 0, Harrogate 1.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to Broadhurst Park. You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com. And you lovely people, the Armchair Army. 1-0 here to the visitors, Harrogate Town. And we're joined by Stephen Woodzo and Stato Paul Hinson. And, well...
Hinson all.
No, it's just Stato, isn't it?
Oh, OK.
Harrogate, obviously a full-time. No denying that.
Full-time what?
Full-time team.
Oh!
And they've crafted some cracking chances. But for it to still be 1-0, Alisson's done some cracking saves. FC United, though, have missed some glorious opportunities.
Yeah. I mean, up until they scored, it was decent. And then it, for a 10-15 minute spell, it was sort of a little bit like went to hell in a handcart for a little bit. And then towards the end of the half, it got back again. I thought we played some good stuff, some good football. There's not real many. I mean, yeah, there's been some chances. Not really made
Case
many
hit the post.
Clear ones.
Linfield
hit the post. Linfield
that
deflected
off
wide.
Off his toe. We've created
a couple
some
of crosses, good.
Cracking crosses into the box.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that despite the gap in league position and pay packets, we're not too far off in that first half.
Not particularly. I mean, there was a spell, like I say, after they scored where we sort of just went off the rails a little bit and we were sort of out of it then. But yeah, I mean, it's frustrating because if only we'd seen that George Thompson fella play, we'd sort of have an idea of what he was like and what his strengths were, because we keep giving him the freedom of Mostyn.
He's gone up a notch. He has gone up a notch, hasn't
he? Yeah, but what I'm saying is we keep playing him in laying down a lot of space. I mean, he got behind in the first minute.
I think he's creating the space himself. That's the trouble.
I think he's playing well against a wing back.
You can tell he's gone full time, can't you?
Yeah, that's the difference. I think that's what he wanted all the time. He wants to play full time, and it shows. I think the game has gone pretty much as what most people would have expected.
I was expecting us to be 3-0 down at half time, to be honest.
Well, I think I think there's a tendency for Harrogate to take the foot off the gas at 1-0, and I think they've sat back a bit and invited us back into the game in the last 10 minutes or so. This has bitten them on the bum before when they played us, and maybe it will do again.
Yeah. Just to add,
sleeper roll.
Did you see what was going on then?
Yeah,
I'm going to hand over now to Kate Ader, who's by the sidelines
in the war reporter.
Zone. It's war. What have you seen?
What? Hughes was trying to talk to the referee. So he waited for him. He was walking off with him, side by side.
Was he asking him why he hadn't been booked yet?
Oh, quite possibly, yeah. Do you not know the score?
It's
half time and I've managed to get this far. Yeah, well, we can come on to a couple little incidents in a moment, if you like, from other players. And their captain was sort of like just lurking behind. I think he sort of like tried to get in the way,
right,
between them. And it, yeah.
Well, thank you. It's war. Thank you very much.
There you are.
Right. Anyway,
outbreak of pugilism.
What do you make of some of the challenges? Have been a bit tasty, but not enough for some of the diving. That's
what's his name. Falkingham.
I thought you meant...
Or as he's known, Greg Louganis. he's going down like... Yeah. I almost said something then, sorry.
He's obviously learnt something from Scottish football, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, though, I don't like the fact... Did you notice a certain one of our players absolutely launched the ball at him?
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't. See, I wasn't going to name it. I wasn't going to name it.
I don't think you need to name names.
I said off mic. Okay, I'm enjoying your work because that wasn't a foul.
No, but we don't need to come charging in and level the ball at him, though.
It's a fair enough thing they did, and I think the player deserved it, to be honest, the way he was acting.
But anyway, Steady on.
We've had some tweets come in from the FC United PA team, and they've said, does anyone think that Semedo a bit loud? I like what they've done there.
It's a bit rich, isn't it?
That's funny.
Yeah,
Charlie's listening to us sat on a bench in Thailand. Oh, a beach. I do beg your pardon.
Oh, which beach? Because I'm going there next year. Ask you which beach.
Get in touch, Charlie. Yeah. And St. Dustin Stone of Hip Hop, another great FC United of Manchester Saturday, all the way from Oklahoma.
What did Justin or whatever he's called, sir? What's he called?
Charlie.
Charlie, him as well, yeah. I think
it's a girl, actually.
Well, it doesn't matter. Does it matter?
They didn't say what beach. You've only just asked the question.
But you didn't read the tweet. We don't know what they said.
They're listening to us on a beach in Thailand.
Oh, I thought that was just you giving us some background information. I was waiting for the tweets. All right, okay.
Elsewhere, and it's not all bad.
Charlie, which beach?
It's not all bad for FC United this afternoon. It's Tamworth 0, Southport 1.
Ooh. Gilchrist?
Yep.
Oh!
Yes, it's also Kaching into the bottom three.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter because he's a grand lad.
Every clown.
Anyway, carry on.
Just to give you some other scores as well. Alverton are 1-0 up against Bradford.
Have we made anybody on that one yet?
Salford are 1-0 up away at Blyth.
I know that one.
Boston 0, York 1.
That one.
Brackley 1.
I'm going to do
that
every game.
2. Ooh. Charlie 2, Leamington 0. Oh. And as I said, Tamworth 0, Southport 1. And the Spennymoor match was postponed.
Was it?
Due to a couple of snowflakes.
Oh, yeah. What like Looney Lefties going that, against, two, obviously against Trump?
That
or?
Must be visiting supporters, was it?
So anyway,
who were they playing?
They were scheduled to play Telford.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyone from Telford listening?
So what do you think needs to happen in the second half? Because we're trying something new. We've got Linfield, and in the first
he's done all right, you know.
For the first 20 minutes he was working. He kind of he works in a different dimension. I think Linfield. He works.
Okay,
there was a film with Rutger Hauer in years ago where he had a watch on and he could slow time down with the watch. I can't remember the film.
Do you remember the programme that used to be at 9:25 in the school old days with Evie? What was it called? It was called Out of This World. She used to put her fingers together and stop time and do things. And then she'd put her hands together and start it
but
again.
But you know what I mean about Linfield?
I'd rather talk about that.
I think what Linfield gives us is a bit of the unpredictable, which Conor McCarthy doesn't.
He's right. I'm not going to go down that route.
I don't think Linfield knows what he's going to do. He's got a bit of the Palo One chops about him.
You know what gets me about when we play Linfield, and it doesn't work. This diagonal cross ball that we keep doing for him to flick on, and he's never won one in even when he was here last time. He never won it in previous leagues. So we stop doing it.
He's not been invited into it. I think
he needs. Maybe Alison needs to come into the same dimension. I don't know. What the hell are you going on about, you lunatic?
Can someone get in touch with me and tell me what that film is with Rutger Hauer? He had a watch and he slowed time down.
Never mind that. Out of This World. YouTube it.
Anyway, what needs to happen then in the second half?
Other video streaming websites might be available.
On the substitutes bench, we've got Baird, Jones, McCarthy, Wisdom, and Palmer.
Make no changes then.
Well,
maybe possibly Palmer. Maybe him.
Forget
that,
the rest.
Yeah. Who wins?
Only because the young two lads maybe need a rest at the moment. But yeah, go on. Sorry.
Who wins having a very good game back?
He started well, went quiet when he went to Hell in a Handcart, and then he's gone back into it again. That pretty much covers it.
Do you know what you're here to do? You're here to fill time. There's no reason for you to do these things. I've only got so many questions to ask. Paul,
I think
what are you wearing?
Pervert, you absolute pervert.
I've been asked that for a while.
Pervert, what? Just ask Paul what he's wearing.
I think the key again is, I think the last 10 minutes.
That's what you brought me.
I'm turning him off.
You just did by asking him what kind of underwear he was wearing.
Sorry, Paul.
I think the last 10 minutes was incorrect.
No, that was all in the first place.
Shut up.
Sorry. You talked to Phil Tye. I am now
over someone else's time.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
The last 10 minutes were encouraging. The wing-backs are starting to get a bit more forward, which they were redundant for a good period.
Senior came right into that game at the end.
Oh, here we go again.
I think it's good to see Walker and Senior getting around the edge of the box as well. Some of the cutbacks aren't quite accurate enough, but... we've been glad Scott Kay getting into the box and getting the shot.
Hey, nearly scored, absolutely.
That's the kind of thing we need in the second half. We need people to take responsibility and look for a goal.
Oh, yeah. I think one thing I noticed about what? It's full time, so I was trying to join in now.
I'll give Dylan the headset. Go on, anyway, go on.
He's not as snotty as mine.
It's not cold.
That's what I. You don't tell. Walker, a couple of times, he sort of lost his shape a little. He ended up in the middle of the pitch a few times as well, which worries me because Thompson's getting plenty of room. And I don't want Thompson to have plenty of room.
Thompson's got that velvet touch, hasn't he?
Can we just say, while we're talking about Thompson, talk about that strike and the save?
That was amazing.
I thought the other one was better, actually. The defender man who hit it first time, the first save that Alisson made.
That were right behind.
We were right behind the Thompson shot, and it was arrowing in, wasn't it? It was absolutely terrific save.
Was it Blythe we played? There was a similar goal
score. There was a similar goal score, yeah.
That one was heading in the top 90s, this
year. They were on top of Pops the other week.
I think we kind of knew before...
Thompson twins, weren't they? Not Thompson shot.
We knew before the game started that Lloyd Ellingson was going to be in the shot window here today.
Yeah. How much is that keeper in the window?
Anyway, on that note, any last requests for you?
Last request? Are you shooting me? Not that bad.
Yeah, watch where you stood.
The listeners decided Harrogate are one of the contenders for promotion. It's pretty obvious to see why, because they've got lots of goals in them. But they've got this vulnerability when they start sitting back.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's strange to see, because a side in second place should really be taking the game to us for 90 minutes and rubbing our noses in it. But they're not doing it.
No, they're not...
Just to say, we've had an answer to your question.
Oh, go on.
Charlie is a girl, clarify. And Hardrin Beach in Pangan.
Bless you. Thank you. I'm not going there. I can't say it, so I'm not going there.
You've not got tickets.
Speaking of which, no, I don't have tickets. If anybody knows any actors who are in that Early Doors programme, who could get me some briefs, that would be most appreciated.
We've got our own secret forum. It's Facebook Messenger. And the conversation that went on to try and get free tickets was hilarious, wasn't it, Paul? It's Stephen Wood trying to drop hints to get tickets, and me pestering Stephen Wood to join our quiz team.
Yeah, and there was a bit of cross lines at times, I think.
I think
that's what's happened here, Steve. I know you've made your points clear on your own computer, but maybe that's not translated across to James Quinn.
It's not sold out. He's telling everybody it's sold out. It's not.
It's a sellout, that's what it is.
It's not. There's still odd seats.
There's only one sellout here.
There's still odd seats for the little theatre, and there's still plenty of seats in the big one. On certain nights, trust me.
Yes.
It's just ridiculous. £38. I mean, this man, £38. I don't know what he's earning off it.
He's not the writer.
For God's sake. £38.
£38 of your
Danny Baker's only 25. You can't get him off.
£18 on the opening night.
He's older than 25.
We've gone past the first half. We're off that.
Are you having a private conversation?
He's asking what that's going to do in the first half.
What's that? Someone wants Stephen Wood down there. Oh, someone's shouting you, Steve. Yeah, anyway, thanks for coming.
And on that bombshell.
We're now joined by our expert commentary team for the first half of the second half, if that makes sense. It's James Quinn and Roy Sewell.
Well, thank you, Ben. And there was an altercation in the tunnel at the end of the first half there, which we'll see whether anybody's been removed. Probably wasn't that serious, but I'll just check there are still 22 players on the field.
Well, to be honest, it was between Hughes and their captain, so Hughes is out there, and looks like their captain's out there as well. So
just one of those, but FC with work to do here. Fourth from bottom, FC United, FC United, and Harrogate second in the table, FC third from bottom. Sorry about that, I was distracted by a plate of sandwiches. Why are you passing them over there, Roy? That's it. Yeah, I am the producer. Quickly in there, I'll just give you a commentary as we wait for the start of the second half. There, Sewell putting a sandwich in his mouth, not very professionally when he's on air, and the producer.
Whatever you want them to be.
The producer taking two sandwiches. I don't know whether Paul, statistician, is going to get involved in the sandwiches. At the moment he's paying no attention at all. Very professionally looking to see who's on the field. Roy, kindly offering me a sandwich. I don't think I'll be terribly fair to you, listener. I'll wait till Swampy comes back on, if there are any left by then.
Well, what we'll do is...
I'll talk, you eat, you talk, I eat.
Yeah, just like they do on Test Match Special with the cakes.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
Hughes and Kennedy were both just booked, by the way.
Thank you very much for that. That's Kennedy, the centre half. Off we go, the second half. FC now playing towards the SMRE in the second half, trailing by a goal. A Jack Van goal, headed goal. FC United have shown good creativity up front, but haven't been able to register on the score sheet. There's been a barren spell for FC United up front since the departure of Gilchrist, who's on the score sheet today for Southport. And Walker now has it far side, plays it back to Zach Corbett. Walker, nice movement for him, but he overhits his ball, but wins it back. And that's crossed over towards Greaves, but there's too much on it. And it's a throw-in to Harrogate, far side. Well, the sandwiches are disappearing very quickly here. And you just get the feeling that the comp... And FC United now have it, right-hand side. And it will be a corner. Or will it? No, it's a goal kick. Much to the annoyance of the... Swampy trying to distract me from off mic. And goal kick. A debate whether the sandwiches should be shared with the opposing commentary teams. Opposing is really not the right word. Zach Corbett now has it for FC United. Walker halfway line. Walker brings it. Oh, beats one, beats two. Takes it towards the 18-yard box. Gets a bit greedy there, but wins a corner with his shot.
Yeah, corner ball.
And does look a talent, does Walker, on the left-hand side for FC United. And corner, left-hand side, Linfield preparing to take this one. Right-footed in-swinger on the menu for the Liverpudlian. In it comes, it's doesn't beat the first man. Greaves does get ahead on it, and it, so does Kennedy.
Yeah, corner ball.
And another corner then. So obviously going for a near post affair there, but see if Linfield tries something different this time as FC try to get an equaliser right at the start of this second period. Linfield ready to take this corner again. That's near post. Oh, just goes wide. A corner, it was sliced clearance there. Well, you think Harrogate caught napping there. That was exactly the same ploy, and this time Greaves had more space. Walker coming over to join Kieran Glynn over on the right-hand side for this third corner in this sequence. Walker looks to be the man. Kieran waiting for a possible short one, but Walker, a few paces back. And it comes near post again.
Oh, and yeah.
And it's got in.
Own goal off Beck.
And great, great corner from Walker. Came off the defender. But those sort of corners, not easy to defend.
No, ball was delivered in. It was, wasn't a really high one. It was like driven in, you know, quite low. Beck went to clear it off the line and basically just let it go in between his legs and off the back of his leg, nestled in the net, 1-1.
Absolutely. Well, that's just what FC wanted, and they deserved it the way they've come out at the beginning of this second half, applying the pressure. Three corners on the bounce there, and the third one, Walker's from the right-hand side, has paid dividends. 1-1 here. Burrell with the clearance for Harrogate. Fagbola wins it well. Ball comes back to Harrogate. There'll be a spring in the step of FC United now, but Thompson bringing it forward right-hand side for Harrogate. Halfway line, Kennedy chips it forward rather speculatively, and it easily goes through to Lloyd Allenson there. And FC United back on terms here. We've had a good game of football this afternoon. Both sides playing creatively, both sides looking for 3 points, and all level now. Harrogate have it midfield. Falkingham there with a rather miscued pass, and Irwin picks it up, plays it back to Hughes, who's under pressure. clears it, tries to spin it out to the left-hand side for Walker, but Van intercedes. Now it's Thompson, back to Van. Van down the line there towards Beck. Well policed there by Fagbola, and he plays it back to Allenson, who clears with his left foot. Towards the halfway line, Kieran out jumped by Kennedy, not surprisingly, but it goes out for a throw into FC United, about 10 yards inside the Reds' territory.
The thing is, like, FC needs to take a little bit more care of the ball, you know, at the back, rather than just keep pumping it forward all the time, you know, because what they're doing, they're just giving possession away. So, you know, use it with a little bit of creativity, either hit the space or pick a man out.
5.5 minutes gone of this second half. FC having equalised just at the beginning of the second half. Irwin has it right-hand side, battling away there with Burrell. Burrell in the end wins out. And they'll bring it away now, will Harrogate. And Van, in the end, playing it back to James Belshaw, who clears. Beck there, the 6'5" centre forward, nods it on, but Hughes picks up the second ball, clears. And now Linfield almost winning that there. Burrell slips as he clears. Comes to Kay for FC United. Irwin slides it through. Now it's Greaves out to Joel Senior, right-hand side. Had a good game as young Joel Senior. Brings it infield. Tries to thread it through. Now it's Kieran Glynn out to the right-hand side.
Delivery.
That'll be Irwin with a decent-looking cross, but nobody's there. But it falls for a Walker with a shot. Hits his man. Now Kieran Glynn. Kieran Glynn bundled over edge of the box. No, says the referee. Perfectly fair challenge. Oh. And Scott Kay tries to play it out there for Zach Corbett, who can't keep it in. And FC United are looking very sharp at the beginning of this second half. Already produced the equaliser, and they're threatening more here on the home side. Throw into Harrogate, part side, and the FC faithful in the SMRE getting into good voice here. Down the line it comes. And that's a flicked forward there, good work from Hughes. But Harrogate have it back. Thompson plays it infield. Now it's Leasley. Leasley's tackled. And that's a very sharp forward pass there, which Linfield couldn't control. Whoops. Now Belshaw with a very, very, very careless clearance. Throw in to FC United, midway inside Harrogate territory, and a rather ruffled second place side at the moment. FC United need to try and put the foot on the neck here of Harrogate and take full advantage of their superiority at this point.
They need to be guarded against being hit on the break, though. Well, you know.
Frank Bowler there gets his head on that. He can keep it in, and will have to concede a throw. Clears it. Oh, well clears done. It well. Senior now. Senior under a bit of pressure, though, Joel Senior, and draws the foul.
Yes, a bit lucky that, I think.
But yes, Falkingham there just needed to stand up, Joel Senior there. And we played 53 minutes here. Nodded on by Glynn there. About 20 yards out is Greaves there. First time ball. Good work from Walker. Walker there. Oh, what a good challenge. Now Glynn with a shot. But he just doesn't get enough power on that. And it's a comfortable save. But FC United are really looking incredibly sharp here. Almost dominating this game at the moment. They've got the equaliser. And now you just feel they need to get another one now. Take full advantage of the state of the game here. Now, Falkingham. Oh, and Irwin, and almost a bit of off the ball. There's a flag gone up, but referee plays on here, and Harrogate streaming forward right-hand side. Thompson, Walker dispossesses him well, though. And now it's Scott Kay. Takes it towards the halfway line, left-hand side. And tackled there.
Yeah, Falkingham coming over. Herding him out to the side of the line.
Throw in FC United halfway line. Walker will take this. Tom Walker's throw there for Kieran Glynn. Glynn's looked good today, and he's still got possession, and he threads it through. There's Greaves. There's Walker. Walker again infield. Glynn seeing a lot of the ball. Kieran Glynn back out to Walker. He looked like he was fouled. He's gone down and stayed down. Has Kieran Glynn. The referee not awarding a free kick, though.
No, he just caught him on the ankle there, I think. But
Glynn clearly felt it.
Yeah, basically, they were just going for the ball, weren't they? And he had a little nick at it and caught him on the ankle. And they saw them. You know, you get a
stood on the old ankle bone.
Yeah. Well, you would have applied some of those, would you, in your time, Roy?
Yeah, I'm quite an expert at that.
Yeah, yeah, expert. About the referee, the blindside referee, all the referees blindside, all that.
Yeah, yeah. You've got
part
it.
Part of the game, isn't
you've
it?
You've got it, yeah.
And, yes, so how do you see this going then? FC, would you agree that FC are almost pretty much dominating the game, or
this,
is that an exaggeration?
The second half, they've done really well. It's all been down the St Mary's Road end, you know, so what they need to do is just be guarded on that break. Harrogate aren't where they are in the league because, you know, they can't exploit situations. Yeah. And I watched them earlier in the season against Curzon. And Curzon, to be honest, absolutely dominated them right the way through the game. We're winning 1-0 with, I think it was something like maybe the 85th minute when they scored the equaliser, and then they scored in the 92nd, 94th minute.
Yeah.
Well, to actually take the 3 points, but it was Curzon's game all afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's sometimes a mark of a good side, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You take the punches, and then you... you take your opportunity when it comes.
Well, you've got decent quality players here as well, and you know, when you look at them, especially off that first half, they're a well balanced side as well, aren't they?
So clearance there won by Kennedy, played forward again by FC, but Jack Van will collect this and play it back to Belshaw. Fagbola battling away there, but Kay mops up. Back to Allenson, who's just signed a new contract. And Thompson there, plays it in neatly there.
Well,
good work there from Irwin, just pressured his man there, Thulis. And it goes all the way through to Allenson. It's more authority about FC, is owning their position in this game more in the second half. No sense of... underdog about them at the moment. Walker plays it infield.
Is that a good game?
That's spread out there. Senior over halfway. It's a bit isolated at the moment, the right hand side. Finds Irwin.
Well
done. Irwin on the turn, halfway line, brings it forward. He's got a bit of space in front of him. Senior to his right, but he just showed too much of it there to the Harrogate midfield line, and they bring it forward now. Leasley. Number 11, left-hand side. And, well, that was a clumsy foul from Kieran Glynn. He might be getting a word there. He had a few words to say to the referee, talking about another incident early on. Greaves is also getting in on mould in this. That if that's not a foul, I think when Kieran Glynn was down with his ankle injury, he felt that was definitely a foul. And I think the simple question is, if that wasn't a foul, then why was the... one you've just given?
Well, to be honest, I mean, the lad that he actually gave the foul away this time has been getting a little bit of stick anyway, Annie, in Falkingham. So, you know, maybe the referee feels that it's time to maybe put an end to it.
And the fag bowler, they're dealing with it. It's got a bit loose, and it goes over the bar there. But free kick quickly taken. Fag bowler didn't quite clear it decisively, and. I think it might have been Jack Van again who was involved, but he took it on the half volley. He couldn't quite keep it down, and it went over the bar.
It was Jack Van, yes.
FC 1, Harrogate 1. And a very attractive game of football, intriguing game of football here at Broadhurst Park. Could go either way.
And the Harrogate management team are trying to instill a little bit of urgency in their side, and at the same time a little bit more method.
So Leasley now, just inside his own half. Now, Senior with the clearance, but only as far as Falkingham, and Falkingham. But Senior wins the throw. He thought that it had come off the Harrogate player. Nothing doing, says the referee. Throw in taken there by Ben Parker. And let's go back with Burrell. Burrell square ball to Kennedy. We're now 10 yards or so inside Harrogate territory, near the centre circle. Kennedy plays it forward. Liam Agnew now, square ball, patient football again from the visitors. And Ben Parker. Now, Falkingham, what a ball.
Sweet ball.
To the right-hand side now. And now it's Thompson, back to goal, about 35 yards out, square ball to Ben Parker. Parker along the line, Leasley.
Well done.
It's being chased there by Senior, did well, pressed him, forced them back, and they have it now on the halfway line again with Borrell. Which of these sides can find a way of taking the lead here? Ben Parker. And Hughes, who's looked good. They looked solid as a three. Apart from that, that failure to mark for the Harrogate goal from the set piece. Ooh. Well, Falkham, good ball, and Walker did ever so well there to pick it up and clear. Now Linfield will half volley it forward. And Belshaw has to come way out of his ground, but hoofs it clear. And it's Zach Corbett. Kieran Glynn heads it out. Walker's under a bit of pressure left-hand side, but plays the ball infield to Kay. And now it's Hughes, who plays it back to Lloyd Allenson. We played 61 and a half minutes here, all square. One apiece here at Broadhurst Park. Walker slides it infield. Good decisive challenge from Kennedy. And now it's Zach Corbett playing it back to Allenson this time. Allenson with the clearance.
Well done.
And Borrell couldn't control his header there. But to Harrogate win it back. Linfield felt he was fouled. Nothing doing, says the referee. And Harrogate will bring it forward. Played forward, played nicely now. Beck back to goal, 40 yards out.
Yeah, good ball.
And now it's Ben Parker. Space in front of him. Plays it out to the left-hand side to Leasley. Good work from Joel Senior, but good... And now Walker with a good cross in there. There's been a foul.
Yeah, he's brought it back.
Brought it back, yeah. And Leasley, the man who was fouled. Free kick to Harrogate.
Yeah, Linfield giving a silly little bit away. And it's a young senior getting involved, having a word with the referee as well. Just need to chill it out. Start doing what they were doing from the start of this second half and carry on.
Yeah.
Don't get into any silliness. Just concentrate on the football and, you know, hopefully, you know, nick another goal.
So, free kick. Harrogate left-hand side, about 3 yards from the touchline. Leasley, the man who's going to take this one. Mm. And that's flated very invitingly there. And now it's on the edge of the box, and I think it was Scott Kay who got the head to it, which is... yielded a corner for Harrogate. Visitors turn to apply some pressure here. That was a very, very not a nice ball to have to deal with for the FC defence there.
Yeah, it was Van on the back post again though, wasn't it? You know, getting onto the end of it and pushing it back into the 6 yard box. So he needs picking up.
So, corner, right hand side, left footed in swinger on its way. And a good delivery, and Van again with a header. It's
well taken.
Well, in the end it lands safely in the hands of Lloyd Allenson. And as we've been saying, a really intriguing game of football here. Substitution being readied for Harrogate, and that will be number 15, Simon Ainge, the man with the highest goal scoring ratio in the top six divisions.
And it looks like they're bringing off Thewlis.
And that will be a potent big cheers for the Harrogate faithful. He's been injured, Ainge. Thewlis will come off and...
Substitution for Harrogate, replacing number 10, Jordan Thewlis, is number 15, Simon Ainge.
Just to confirm it.
Simon Ainge there. Well, this will be a threat that FC will have to deal with. We played, 65 minutes here. 25 minutes of this contest remaining, 1-1. Free kick taken, and it'll be cleared by Hughes for FC United. Second ball there, picked up by Parker. Leasley slides it through Thompson in a central role, plays it back there to Agnew. Harrogate still have it now, left hand side. Leasley, left footed cross, decent one, and and what a chance for Mark Beck there. But it was a perfect cross. He'd found the space back, and he couldn't find the target. Would have wanted to have done better.
Well, Leasley, to be honest, a quality left foot cross split the two centre backs, Hughes and Fagbola, and Beck just come through the centre of them. All he had to do was just keep the ball low
and it was, you know, and on target, it's in the net. But a little bit of blood rushed to his head, got a full head on it, and put it over the bar.
Well, this is played forward by FC United. Irwin goes up, but it's dealt with by Harrogate and cleared. Fagbola will play this back to Allinson. Allinson rather slices that clearance. Senior will try and keep it in, does so, but his touch is a little heavy, but he battles away there with Senior.
Well done.
50-50 balls, but Harrogate have it back. Borrell with the long ball forward. Beck, and now it's Leasley left-footed, but he wins a throw in there. Just by the corner flag.
Hughes coming across there just to cover the gap, but Harrogate are getting a little bit of a hold in this game now, and FC need to really, really press, and they've been doing it, to be honest, you know, to gain possession, but what they're not doing is then keeping possession.
Throw-in comes in. Nodded on there by Beck, and an important header from Irwin there. It's Van who'll play it back, and now that man Falkingham.
Set a good game, him, hasn't he, James?
Very much, and as you say, everything goes through him, but now it's Borrell on the ball. Everyone, and Borrell does well there. Now it's Agnew, 20 yards out, plays the ball back, patient football again. Falkingham, that cultured right foot, finding his man on the right-hand side. It was an aim for Van, and heads, flash of heads there, and there'll be a break in play as the FC physios come on.
It's definitely a little ploy that they do. You know, they look late on to bring Van in on that back post area, and all he does is just feed it across. As it is, he was on the end of the goal, you know, that Harrogate scored as well. So it is a ploy within their play.
Well, we're midway inside the second half. FC United getting the equaliser almost immediately, just after the break. And had a period of real superiority there, which they weren't able to capitalise on. But now it's Harrogate who have the whip hand to some extent. They've re-established themselves in the game, and testing period.
And in the break here, you know, they've got the lads over, haven't they? You know, have a little word in their ear, make sure things are being done, you know, in the right way. If they need changing a little bit, this is their opportunity to, you know, do those little changes and those little tweaks. Saying that, though, Tom's over here as well for FC United, talking to the guys on the line, the staff on the line. So, you know, they might be talking about, you know, a couple of little things that they could possibly tweak and get back in this game a little bit, because, to be honest, Harrogate is starting taking a little bit more of a grip on it. But to me, it's all about work rate and pressure. Work rate and pressure, you know, keep it on them and hope for those opportunities, you know, to arise.
Indeed. Well, good news on the attendance hunt. 2,394. Healthier figure than some of the recent games. Harrogate would have brought a few, but not hundreds and hundreds.
No, they haven't brought a lot, have they?
But those who are here are in good voice. So it's just checking who's... guy, is it Walker?
Walker, yeah.
Well, that would be a blow if he can't continue, but he looks as though he may be okay.
I think he's been possibly FC's best player on the day. I know Senior's had a real good goal, but consistently, Walker's done quality, hasn't he?
Okay, we're just about a minute away from Swampy time. Swampy and Emily time. It's been nice to work with you again, Roy, today.
Yes, it's been nice. A while. Nice speaking with you, James. Listen to them dulcet tones.
FC have it. Gilchrist with a second goal, is it, for Southport?
Was he?
Yeah, so they're 2-1 up. But anyway, that's Walker and now Kennedy. We're just over 20 minutes to go here. 1-1.
Ooh, they picked him out offside.
Well, with that, we'll hand you over to the team. To the A team, and I need to Swampy. Thank you very much, Roy, and here's Swampy and Emily.
Bye bye.
We need to work on our handovers. We really do.
Thank you very much, James and Roy, for your expertise. 20 minutes to go here, and FC United certainly in this game. Been a tough second half, but plenty of time to go. I think either of the teams will be fancying it from this position. Emily.
Yeah, they certainly will. It's been a great start to this second half, very entertaining. You know, some real strong challenges. The midfield is where it's really been battling out, especially with Irwin and Falkenham.
But he's on the ball himself now after a good head down by George Thompson. Ball played out wide right hand side. It's a full time team. You expect fitness levels to be at their pinnacle for Harrogate. It's a question whether FC United and Manchester can match them for the next 20 minutes or so. As over the halfway line with Warren Burrell plays it out to this near touchline. Now it's a loose ball and it's picked up by Irwin, and Irwin's ball off the ball. That's going to be a yellow card.
It's got to be for that.
And it's the first yellow of the afternoon, and it's
72 players of it. They've been at each other.
Just to correct you, it's not because the two players in the tunnel got booked at half time.
All right. Interesting.
It's the first yellow card on the pitch of the afternoon. Well, we didn't see that, unfortunately, but there was an off the ball incident, wasn't it? So Hughes has been booked, and who else was the Kennedy? So Terry Kennedy, number 5. Well, thanks for that, gentlemen. It would have been nicer if you told us off air, so we sounded quite professional, but evidently...
Sorry, I thought you were watching the game like the rest of us.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'd say it's going to be a cold and lonely journey for you and your elf son on the bus, isn't it, home? Anyway, if you have the free kick, it's dealt right to the penalty area. Who's on the end of it? Well, two blue heads go for it. No one from FC United, and the second header comes in from Irwin. The ball lost, though, in the halfway line. Needs to be picked up by... the skipper. He does well there, Kay. Now a run down the left hand side for Walker, does really well. Thompson's there with him, but he's got past Thompson. Ball into the penalty area. Handball, surely. Well, I tell you what, the number 2 there,
Jack Mack, for it.
But the ball back with FC United anyway. It's in the penalty area with Kieran Glynn. Looks for some support, gets it in. Walker chipped towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? Well, it's Joel Senior. He goes from one side to the other. Seen now, can he get himself a corner? He has Irwin for company, and he's been boxed in, thrown into FC United.
Well.
I reckon Jack Van knew himself that he'd actually handled that ball.
He even asked for a penalty himself.
The ball cleared. That doesn't quite make the halfway line, and Corbett has to win that ball. He's strong in the challenge and does well enough there to put off Beck. And FC United now with Irwin on the halfway line. Plays the ball with his outside of his boots, controlled well by Senior, cuts inside now. Senior, good movement from Greaves in front, but he goes back to the halfway line to Corbett. Corbett rolls it on to Kay. Kay should play a simple ball out left hand side to Walker, back to Kay. FC United with 4 or 5 red shirts in front of the halfway line, and a woeful ball there by Steve Irwin means that Fagball has to play it back to his goalkeeper. In turn, hits a long ball high far left hand side, cross goes Greaves to put his head on it, can't quite get on it, and it's headed by Kay's control does well there, and he keeps hold of the ball. And again, Senior needs to be 10 yards further up the pitch to give opportunities, but anyway, it's Walker left hand side. Can he get the ball into the penalty area?
No.
Well, it's far, far too deep and out for a goal kick. But the one thing that we've been saying throughout the second half off air, me and Emily, is that Senior needs to gamble and be 10 yards further up the pitch and given them something to think about rather than just staying deep all the time.
We had an email in from Tim. Hold our radio crew from another sunny day down here in southern Spain. I've missed the start. Which end are we kicking towards?
Kicking towards the SMRE in this second half. A strong header there by Fagbola. And FC United's Linfield putting the pressure on the number 5 who wanted a free kick, wasn't going to get one. And Linfield doing really well. He can only get a throw in. And the throw in should be 10 yards back. Come on, referee, everyone can see where it went out, and no, play continues. This will be a handball against Harrogate, but FC United win the ball with Irwin relishing this battle. And the referee let him play continue, an offside decision against the 15, and he hasn't seen it, throws himself into the ball, handbags really, and Hughes, again, not involved, he's trying to get himself away from it, and Joel Senior is the player that separates him, and the referee really should have a quick word with him.
He's lost the time and hasn't he? He's lost the grip of it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of strong challenges. It's been quite a good battle, but you're right. I think initially between Irwin and Falkenham, that's where it's really, really spiralling from. Every time they go near the ball or near each other, there's something happening. It's constant throughout the game. The referee's allowed a lot of play to continue, which I think is good for it. But it's starting to, you can hear it in the crowd as well, it's starting to boil over, a few decisions not going the right way and play allowing to be continued at the wrong point.
Well, Captain Killjoy asked about the fracas at half-time. Well, we've just told you about the two players that were booked as FC now take this free kick, ball into the penalty area, dealt with initially, picked up by Glynn, nice little ball by Glynn, plays it out to Willie Linfield, who cuts inside, tries to get himself a free kick, shows too much of the ball, perhaps a free kick should have been given, but not, and that is a free kick, and that's a 1-1 now.
Yeah,
and it should be a yellow card for first Steve Irwin, and the after as well. The thing is, the number four, Josh Falkenham, has been given as good as he got. He's been booked for a similar challenge, and well, I think Steve Irwin's just said, you know what, have one back. The referee's got to book him, certainly. I mean, he knows he's about to be booked. There's another substitution for the visitors. It looks like Ellis Hudson's coming on. And, yeah, he goes to his pocket. Yellow card for Steve Irwin. But, yeah, the half-time, there was a fracas between several players. And it was the number five, Terry Kennedy, and FC United of Manchester's Matty Hughes. The two number fives, in fact, going into the referee's book. For a little bit of a fracas. You might have heard Stephen Wood off air saying several things, which I thought was quite interesting. He was encouraging. Stephen Wood was quite encouraging to the fracas, as this free kick taken very, very quickly onto this near touchline. The ball headed into FC's penalty area needs to be dealt with. It is dealt with. It ricochets awkwardly, and Corbett's there to clear his lines. A good cushion header down by Falkingham, but plays it to the number 11, Joe Leslie, into the area the ball goes, headed away by Fagbola. Up goes Linfield. Doesn't win the first ball, and it's back on the halfway line. It should go all the way back to the goalkeeper, and James Belshaw will take a touch. He'll roll it on to Warren Burrell. Now halfway line, FC all a little bit deep, ball chipped up looking for an offside and getting the offside, and
they won't be happy with Ames since he's come on. That's a couple of times he's playing in that position high up the field, but he should be looking along the line there.
Well, Beku's caused a few problems for FC United of Manchester, but I think FC have dealt with that to a point where the big number 9, all 6'5" of him, has been brought off, and Ellis Hudson, like for like, but about 5 inches shorter.
Good news, everyone. I've received word that Gilchrist has scored a hat-trick. Woo-hoo. Ka-ching! Ka-ching!
That's the only thing that keeps us happy, isn't it? Actually, the money side of things, but I think if he was still here, perhaps...
The scoreline might have been different.
It's 1-1 if you just joined us late in the game. 32 minutes in the second half gone as the ball played up high. Up goes Glyn. Can't win the first ball. Wins the second ball, though. But here comes Irwin. Irwin then.
And he's falling out. No, that is not. You see, this is the problem now that you've got these two players here. Yeah, there was nothing in that. And he knows.
No, the number 4, Falkingham, trying to get another player set off. I despise players that do this. Week in, week out, you see one or two that try to get other players sent off. You know, and it's
no place in the game at all. It's unnecessary. It's a good game. It's a good competitive game, and they both go in. You know, and that's what the game needs. You know, you need that excitement. You need that competitiveness. But then it boils over into something else. And it's just
Falkenham, Falkenham and FC United's Logan shaking hands there. I mean, Falkenham, he's played, he's been outstanding in the game, and it's been a great battle, but
yeah,
that really...
He's just letting himself down.
He was on a 7 out of 10, he's on a 5 out of 10 just for that now,
as
FC needs to deal with the ball. It's outside the penalty area, picked up by Joe Leslie. Leslie plays it back to the halfway line, ball flicked in, left-footed by Kennedy, into the area it goes, headed away by Fagbola. Good play there by Irwin, two players around him, and he tries to get the ball out to FC's... manager, but the ball to penalty. Oh, it's a stab there for the FC United. It was FC United of Manchester's Walker, and he went to kick him, and he pulled out the challenge.
He did the right thing there. He realised the player had already gone past him. Once he got in the box, he knew where he was, and I think it was enough. It put him off, and the Harrogate player there just ran the ball out of play.
Well, FC are about to make a substitution. I would suggest maybe the likes of Greaves coming off and bringing on someone like Tyrrell Palmer to really work the back four of Harrogate for the final 15 minutes, or 10 minutes I should say, as the ball won. Thompson picks it up now in the final third. Kay doesn't win the first challenge. Thompson nearly threads the ball through, and they have another opportunity and a good challenge there. But FC United, well, they've got a man over on the right hand side. The ball whips in, it's a high looping ball towards the back post. It needs to be dealt with by a red shirt, and there's an opportunity here now. And really, well, the substitute Ellis Hudson with the whole goal, the ball bounced awkwardly and he tried to bring it down and he kicked it into the ground. And luckily for FC United of Manchester, their defensive duties are going to miss there, Emily, but into the arms of the goalkeeper.
Yeah, we got very fortunate there. It was a mistimed effort from Hudson coming in. But, yeah, well claimed by Allinson. Got lucky.
Linfield does well again. Doesn't quite fall for him, but there's Joe Senior wins the first ball, second ball. Senior is up and wins the header. To Linfield now on this right-hand side. A fair challenge. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
And won the ball, and again, they're all winning the ball.
FC United's player down injured. The referee's going to halt proceedings. And well, I think Linfield's having a bit of a breather because, again, there was a bit of kidology from Linfield. The challenge was a fair one, really. And he's made a little bit more out of it than anything else.
Yeah, I'd say it was a strong challenge. He came in, timed it really well, won all of the ball. And
well, the referee, he's in the game, isn't he? And it's a throw-in, surely. Oh, he's having a word, actually. He wants to have a word with the skipper, Ben Parker, because Josh Falkenham is again being spoken to by the referee. Should be a throw-in. It will be a throw-in, and only that. Already 5 or 10 yards have been stolen. Ball played at Falkenham, just like tempting the player onto him to try and challenge him. That's what he was tempting there. But the ball on the halfway line, everyone back for FC United of Manchester. And Terry Kennedy, dead centre, 10 yards over the halfway line, plays it to Thompson. Back to Kennedy. He goes back 5 yards. Kennedy now, there's a sea of blue shirts in front of the FC defence. And they need a decent ball in, but FC counteracts it really well. And now here comes Irwin. Irwin's ball is a threaded ball beautifully for FC's Linfield. He takes it. Oh, what a great save, really, Linfield. To be honest, the ball came through. We thought it hadn't beat the first defender. It had indeed, but he needed to take that ball in his stride and shot. And he took a little bit of time. It was a great save from James Belshaw, in all fairness. And FC United could have gone 2-1 up there. But it's a corner ball.
It was a fantastic ball. He threaded that through. I thought it was going to be intercepted on its way through, but the most perfect ball from Steve Irwin, perfectly weighted. Craig Linfield really should have been doing better with that first touch.
Well, the corner comes in. It's a decent ball. Goes to Tommy Greaves at the near post. It was whipped in, and Greaves, the manager, the man on 99 goals, has just put FC United into the lead on 37 minutes, and the crowd go wild. And that was deserved for the work rate of FC United of Manchester this afternoon. They really have put a shift in, and that was absolutely superb. Greaves doing what he does best, getting in front of his man and getting his head on it. 6 yards, 2-1.
Absolutely fantastic. Like I say, the crowd are loving that. Tom Greaves loved that. And it's nothing more than they've deserved. It's been a battle. This second half has been fantastic. Played at such a pace. There's been so many individual competitive situations in there, lots of battles, but a lovely corner, straight in, 6 yards out, fantastic.
Well, the substitution, Irwin has, well, he's covered pretty much every blade of grass this afternoon. His game was pretty much him and Josh Falkenham, and I think it's probably right. FC have made a wise decision there with, 7 minutes to go.
Yes.
Running the tightrope, the two of them. FC made the change, and Terrell Palmer, he's just got to work in that midfield now and really, really boss it.
He does, he just has to be strong. You know, there's been a lot of physical challenges. Steve Irwin has led the line in there. He's had an absolutely fantastic game. A great player, but the right decision. Things were starting to boil over.
Well, the ball into FC's penalty area. It's headed away by Senior and Joe Leslie. Has not quite won that ball, and they've given it away. And now, Kay, can he ride the challenge? He gets himself a free kick. He does indeed.
Well done.
And he just takes his time. Now, FC about to make another substitution, and it looks like Kieran Glynn may be the man coming off. And well, we'll see who's coming on there. I think it's going to be Danny Wisdom, in fact, coming on. So is it going to be Kieran Glynn? I'm not quite sure. But it's 2-1 here. And, FC United of Manchester showing grit, determination, work rate against the full-timers, and
it's exactly what we said they needed to be doing. You know, they needed to just match them, and that's exactly what they've done. In this second half, they've really stepped it up, FC, and they've caused them a lot of problems.
Well, Linfield does really well down the right-hand side, and the
shirt pulled.
Well, he's giving it away, the free kick, Greaves, but it's still 2-1 here. There's Les comes across to celebrate a little bit late, but it's okay. It's 2-1 FC United of Manchester. 40 minutes on the clock, ball on this near touchline. Should be a throw into FC. No, it's not. It's going to be a throw taken by Joe Leslie. Leslie plays it to Thompson. Thompson back to Leslie. FC pushing him back to the halfway line. Picked up by Kennedy on the halfway line. Dead centre. Looks to chip the ball forward. He plays it back to Falkenham. Falkenham plays a simple ball inside. But back to the halfway line they go. Good pressuriser from FC United of Manchester. Good shape about the team at this moment in time. all their roles and responsibilities being aptly dealt with by FC. The ball back on the halfway line with the visitor. The ball chipped in towards the penalty, an offside decision, and a complete miss hit though by Simon Age as well. And FC are about to make the substitution, and it's going to be Tom Walker coming off, which is a left back for a left back really.
Just fresh legs in Tom Walker this second half in particular. He said that he'd be important, and he has. He's put shifting up and down that left hand side. He's got in behind the defence. He's played some really nice balls into the box. You could see he was just getting a bit tired, I think, towards the end. And you just at this time in the game, you just need to make sure that, as well as getting forward, the defence can get back.
Well, Daddy Wisdom, his role and responsibility is just to work in the left back position for the final 5 or 6 minutes. Do things simply. Let's not bomb forward. Let's not have a la Telford. Let's consolidate here. Had a great game, to be honest, Walker, this afternoon. And Ben will be asking us shortly about our man of the match. And well, it's for me at this moment in time, it's pretty unlikely player. I mean, Irwin has been superb in the game.
Roy was tempted to say actually Walker.
Well, Walker's had a very, very good game, but I've got to say the work rate of FC's number 11 this afternoon, Craig Linfield, has been tremendous. FC now need to defend, and it's a poor header by the visitors, and equally it's a poor header by Tom Greaves defending in the left back position. FC about to make a third and final substitution as well, as Falkingham hits a ball from right to left. It's a decent ball to the penalty area. There's a slight push in the back. FC need to clear the lines. Force for the ex-FC United Manchester player and number seven, Thompson, and it just scurries out for a corner because Alisson couldn't keep it in, and FC will just maybe hang fine for this this corner. Well, I think Linfield has been
he's
outstanding.
So well, he's gone left to right. He's put pressure on their defence.
Well, let's deal with this corner ball. 2-1 FC lead. 3 minutes to go. Ball towards the back post. Alisson has to palm it away. Does really well. So another corner to the visitors.
Really strong.
Looking for saying there's shirts being pulled. Well, shirts get pulled week in, week out, every game now. So you know you're either doing it or you're at the receiving end of it, aren't you? But Thompson will take this corner on this near touchline. Again, a decent ball in. Goes across four players. Oh, and it's an inch wide, really. And I think it was that man, Terry Kennedy. He came at the back post. He should have scored, really. And it's a whisker wide.
I'd say he certainly attacked that. That was a great, great corner. And he's showing everybody how to go in and win one, but he just didn't get enough on it. It went far away.
Craig Linfield is being replaced by number 15.
Well, Craig Linfield is, as I say, his work rate in the second half particularly, he was closing down space and he was working into areas, making sure that they could play out the way they wanted to. He got the ball into the penalty area for the goal. It may well have a deflection, but his work rate all afternoon has been an example. As you know, he's one of the elder statesmen in the team as well, and it's not often. Well, listen, it has to be a combined thing.
He's not stopped, Linfield. He started the game exactly as he's finished it. He's not stopped running. He's one of those players that you can always rely on. He's a team player that will lead by example, and he has put a great shift in. He's put so much pressure on their back four. He's not made it easy for them to bring the ball out.
He certainly hasn't, as James Belshaw, the goalkeeper for Harrogate, kicks the ball long, high towards FC's penalty area, and it's dealt with initially, picked up by Glynn. Glynn can't afford to lose it there. We'll get a nice little ball towards Senior. Doesn't win that ball. And here come the home team again. It's with the substitute, the 15 outside the penalty area. Plays it left-hand side to Thompson. Is he going to be FC's Achilles heel this afternoon? Well, it's half cleared. And then the ball whips into the penalty towards the back post. There's a free man there as well. Here's an opportunity. Can they score? Straight into the feet of FC's goalkeeper. And anywhere else, if he hadn't been positioned where he was, it was in. But he happened to be in the right spot at the right time.
He was almost falling the wrong way to that as well, though, Arlington. He was expecting it to come to his left-hand side. He stood up long enough. And like you say, either, you know, if it a few inches.
Well, we're into the 45th minute. The ball long. Here's an opportunity for FC United Manchester. McCarthy takes it to the byline. Ball comes across. It should be three. Yes! Viva 100! Viva 100! Tommy Greaves has scored his 100th and FC's third. It was a ball down the right-hand side. McCarthy, to be honest, I thought maybe he'd taken it a bit too wide. He put the ball across. Tom Greaves was there. Whack! into the top corner, and FC United have won this game with only a matter of minutes to go. It's 3-1 to the boys in red, and Todd Greaves has made and scored his 100th goal. What a day for FC, what a day for the manager. A double bubble for Greaves.
Absolutely fantastic. You can see what it means to him, to the players, to his players, to his fans. A fantastic celebration down there, fantastic play. What a ball into to Conor McCarthy. Like you say, I thought he'd taken it too wide, but it was a delightful little ball back across the box. And who's there?
It's Tom Greaves. Came from nowhere, Greaves. Well, I mean, it was just where is, and then he was wallop.
I didn't think anybody was up with McCarthy. I thought, oh, you've gone too wide, you'd be lucky to get in from there, but fantastic.
Well done, McCarthy. I'm glad he didn't shoot.
That's what
FC United need to defend, though. There's four additional minutes to go, and it's a good play from FC. Referee gives a free kick. Well played there, Kay. And FC United again can run the clock down a little bit. Again, argy bargy going on. And we just need to keep our heads and just play this game out. But what a way to get hopefully 3 points in your 100th goal for the club, and vital goal in a stage where, you know, with 4 minutes to go, you'd expect a bit more pressure from Harrogate. But FC United,
they've tried, but you know, FC, the decisions that they've made as well, the substitutions that they've done, the timing of in which that they've happened, it's all led to this. The way that they came out the second half, they wanted this game, they wanted to win this game.
Well, Tyrrell Palmer does well, hold on to the ball, plays it out left hand side for Danny Wisdom. Just needs to play it simple. Stay with it. It's a nice ball down the left-hand side for Greaves. On a hat-trick. I don't think he's going to get that, though. And he doesn't.
He tried.
It's a goal kick. Well, it's a funny old game, isn't it, this? A funny old game. 15th FC will be up to this afternoon, based on this result.
Yeah, and just the impact of this result, what it means. You know, we're taking on one of the best teams in this league, and we've matched them. And not only that, we've gone ahead.
Well, that's what we asked for, didn't we? It's a long, looping ball, and FC's... McCarthy trying to put the pressure on the goalkeeper, who throws the ball out to himself, and it's going to be a ball hit up top the right hand side. FC can go back and defend it. Kay wins the header, and now there's an opportunity for Tyrrell. Now Tyrrell can just take this ball, he's got the pace, and maybe take it down the left hand side. Simple ball to Wisdom. Now plays the ball inside to Greaves. Greaves now 10 yards outside the penalty area, plays it to Glynn will split the ball to his right hand side. FC playing with some confidence now, and Glynn wants it back from Senior. 1-2 between Glynn and Senior, and Senior's got the pace to get past the number 11. He's done well there. They both slipped to the penalty area. They both slipped at the same time, referee. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, the referee just basically telling McCarthy to get up and get on with the game, because he's trying to put the pressure on. 49 minutes of this game gone. FC leading by 3-1, up to 15 spots. Up goes Fagbola, but he leaves it for Glynn. Glynn left it for him, and then Hughes with a customary slice kick, but luckily it's taken him till the 49th minute of the second half to do one. And I'm not saying he should do one, I mean, he's just saying basically he's just done one, as Ben Parker plays the ball to the left hand side for Thompson against Kieran Glynn. Thompson gets the ball to the penalty, decent ball, FC hesitant at the back post, here's an opportunity, first time shot comes in, charge down, second ball comes in, goal kick. A little bit hesitant defending there, no one was really convincing to go and win the ball, but luckily for FC United, Harrogate haven't been convincing in front of goal, and it remains 3-1 to FC United of Manchester.
No, I think that's one of the things they'll be most disappointed in, Harrogate. Some of the play, you know, particularly in the first half, the linking play, they know each other so well, and that's the difference. You know, they train every day full time. They'll be very disappointed in how they've performed in the last third of the pitch today.
Well, the one thing FC have done, and we talked about it, as they have an opportunity here now, though, the visitors, is there a sting in the tail towards the back post? The ball goes, it's picked up by Thompson. Thompson back to goal, turns, plays it back to the number four, plays it to his cross to his skipper, Parker. Ball chipped into the penalty to the back post. Needs to be won by a red shirt. It is, but it falls for Thompson. Thompson, ball charged down on the edge of the area still. The ball now with the number four, does really well there at Falkenham, and throws himself to the ground. And is it a penalty, or is it a goal kick?
No, it's a penalty. Yeah, can't have many arguments with that. The pace in which he took himself into the box.
Well, we've had 5 minutes of additional time. It's a penalty to the visitors. It was Danny Wisdom, the culprit, up the step. 3-2. And
very convincing pen, well taken.
It is indeed. Well, what will the referee do? This is from Rick Coleman in Leicester, Viva FC United. More of the same, please. Well, we're into the 51st minute of this game. There's only four additional minutes, and he's still not put his whistle to his mouth at all.
He's looking.
Takes a touch, FC's goalkeeper clears his lines, and that's it!
Yes!
So the consolation penalty doesn't come to bite FC on the backside, and it's a famous victory here against Harrogate.
Do you want a sandwich? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.